but he can understand it. So messed up that fatal flaw again. Comprehension. You wanna know why you shout your demand? It's all set up that fatal flaw again. Contradiction. Set up again. It's all set up again and again and again and again. It's all set up. It's all set up again and again and again and again. It's all set up. It's all set up. It's. It's all set up again and 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 again.
Love these guys. They are my new favorite band. Yes, they are the Sun Parlor Players. And the Sun Parlor Players hail from the Sun Parlor of Canada, which would be Essex County, the southernmost county in Ontario, which is also the southernmost county in Canada, and Leamington. Leamington is the tomato capital as well of Canada. And that's where you will find the origins of the band, the Sun Parlor Players. They, I do believe, however, live currently in Toronto. And if I'm not mistaken, Andrew Penner is the lead singer of this three-piece. He has Mennonite roots. And I find it interesting because I am from Windsor, which is a 45-minute drive outside of Leamington. And Leamington is, around Leamington, you have a pretty big Mennonite community. So I really miss the area. And this album is seeped in the whole vibe. Even the names of the songs, for example, Point Pelee is the place to be. And Point Pelee is a place to be. It is Canada's smallest provincial park. And it is, it juts right out into Lake Erie. And it's actually quite nice. It's, yes, people who are not from that area like to make fun of it, but if you've never been there, you know, give it a chance. The summers are awesome. And the name of the album, by the way, is called Wave North, the Sun Parlor Players. And they say Wave North, obviously, in reference to them being so southern. There you go. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the focus here is Canadian music. I am here from 6:30 until 8, and I am here every alternating Wednesday, and to be honest, I'm not quite sure who is alternating the show with me currently. It was Spike with his show, The Canadian Way. I do believe our program director is still working on it, but there you go. What else can I tell you about the Sun Parlor Players? That album actually was recorded at the same studio that Blue Rodeo has, which is called Woodshed Studio. And unfortunately, I missed them when they came to Vancouver. I think it was back in November. Val, however, whose show's on right after mine, and her show, by the way, is called Folk Oasis, so stay tuned, starting at 8. She did go, and she said she bought some preserves off the guys. Preserves? Like, how hometown is that? Like, they tour with, like, jelly and jam and stuff like that. Like, how funny and quirky and cool. Okay, anyways, I told you my name, Anita B. That's who I am. And CITR is the place to be. That is the station you're listening to, which is 101.9 on your FM dial. And we are going to continue eastward. We're going to continue with the Canadian music and we are going to go all the way over to New Brunswick. I'm talking about Moncton. And listen to some good old Eric's Trip. So Eric's Trip. They are from Moncton, of course. They were often confused with being part of the whole Halifax sound, the whole Halifax scene. But no, they're from Moncton. And there have been many incarnations of Rick White. Rick White's projects. Rick White being the lead singer of Eric's Trip. Eric's Trip are no longer. I do believe he is going on with his band Elevator. So after Eric's Trip broke up, Rick White continued playing music, and then they did, let's see, Elevator to Hell, and then it was Elevator Through, and then it was just plain old Elevator, if I'm not mistaken. That was the order of his band names. Okay, so anyways, we're going to go back to the start of it all. From the album Forever Again, I am going to play us track number 9. Let me just make sure I've got this straight. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. My Bed Is Red. Yes. And that is what we are going to hear. I just had to double check because you just have to double check. That's why. Okay, this right here is Eric's Trip. The album is, what is it called? I just told you, didn't I? Yeah, Forever Again. This is My Bed is Red, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is a band out of okay, let me fix that there. Play mode single. Okay, that right there is a band out of, well, a guy, his name is Alt Altman, and his music deal is called Digits, and Digits has a new album out. It's called Hold It Close, and that's what we just listened to. The song was called Saturation, and what else can I tell you about this this deal? Okay, so Digits is the guy's name is Alt Altman, and he is an ex-member of the Ghost Is Dancing and Europe in Color, and this is his solo debut. So it was recorded in his apartment with some help from his former Europe in Color bandmates. There you go, that's the deal. Okay, I like that. It sort of reminded me a little bit of, what are they called now? Okay. Well, it just escapes me now. The band I was thinking of, oh my goodness, just left my mind. It's because I'm on the radio, because all this pressure, all six of you guys are just so in tuned and hanging on every word. I'm joking. I'm just so tired. That's the God's honest truth. I am exhausted. You take the 1 hour time difference, which is not really a big deal, but for me, it seems to have been. It seems to have killed me. I don't know why. And I remember thinking, oh, what's an hour? No biggie. But come Monday morning, I was like dead. I feel like I've been plowed down by a street paver or some sort of awful heavy machinery truck. I don't know. It's awful. So today has been the third day where I'm just totally exhausted. And it doesn't help, though, that I am a teacher and our marks were due. So meaning second term report card grades and marks were due this morning at 8:30. I was up until 11:45 last night trying to sort through everything. Ugh, it's that stressy time. So anyways, you add it all together and it just makes me a tired person, tired and drained. That's how I feel. But that's okay because the music shall hopefully overcome all, right? Music can hopefully always put you in a good mood and sort of change your frame of mind. Anyways, my name, by the way, is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half. I'm here until 8. Okay, what can I tell you? Okay, that we just listened to was Digits. Now, who did we listen to before that? I've got all kinds of windows open here. Okay, oh, before Digits, we heard Eric's Trip, and then we heard, oh yeah, I told you, some Parlor Players. We shall continue with the Canadian music, of course, and we're going to hear something from, oh, you know, the twins out of Calgary. That would be Tegan. I want to always say Tegan, because it's if you put an M in front of the Tegan, it looks like Megan and Sarah, but it's Tegan and Sarah, the twins, identical, out of Calgary, who now live in Vancouver. From their album, The Con, we are going to hear the song Back in Your Head. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM. And I wish I were more, I don't know, apt-minded. I just feel so drained. So I will try to make this show as good as I can, but I'm telling you people, I'm trying. If I fall asleep. Okay, here we go. This is Tegan and Sarah on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Relax into the need, we get so close. Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Keep it undone. I'll wait. It's gone. it's all we'll ever know. Can't say impatiently fall right up the stairs on the edge of something I'll regret. Don't you fall from me. Don't deny my only needed 2 months, 5 days too long. A shadow play, I'm home now. Think I know what you're all about.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me, that's all. You're tuned in with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Copper Lady, along the Senate Green. From New York to Los Angeles, and all points in between.
The sun is coming up.
That right there is a band called Le Pigeon. So L-E, second word, pigeon. And I'm just trying to figure out where they're from, because there apparently is a band out of France called Le Pigeon. Let's just double check her. Oh, no, wait a second. No, they're from Toronto. Never mind. Yeah, so they are from Toronto. Le Pigeon are a band that you can find on a compilation with that song, by the way, called Freezing Rain, called Friends in Bellwoods 2, and it is comprised of 40 songs that are from Toronto bands. And the reason why I question is because I typed in Le Pigeon into Google, and I see one of the search things gives me French, what are they, French pop music, and I'm like, what? I'm totally confused. So no, of course they're from Toronto. Okay, that was Le Pigeon. Now, on the theme of pigeons, The band we heard before Le Pigeon is, let me double check this here, Wood Pigeon. Okay, so we just heard Le Pigeon with the song Freezing Rain, which I adore. I love that song. And just as much, I love the song we heard from Wood Pigeon. Wood Pigeon are a band out of Calgary, and they are comprised of 8 people. So they're an 8-person band out of Calgary. They have a new album out. It's called Die Stadt Musikanten. Die Stadt Musikanten. Okay, so that's like German, obviously. And from my limited German, and I did take a few or a couple courses in university, which I failed the second one. Okay, so Die Stadt means the state, I think. Musikanten. So something to do with the musical state or something. Okay, there you go. Anyways, the name of the song is Such a Lucky Girl. And that was a 7-minute song from Wood Pigeon. I am loving these guys. I'm going to have to play a lot more of them. So way to go, guys. Yes. Oh, and they are on the Boompa label. B-O-O-M-P-A. Boompa. Boompa-pa. Okay, before Wood Pigeon, we heard another song from Tegan and Sarah. We heard Burn Your Life Down from their album The Con, which was released back in 07. All right. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we are going to continue to hear some music from this awesome compilation, again, which is Friends in Bellwoods 2. And the song we're going to hear next is from, love them, I can't resist them, the D'Urbervilles. The D'Urbervilles. So the D'Urbervilles are a band out of Guelph, Ontario. And they might not live in Guelph anymore, but I'm sure their roots were in Guelph. And I happen to be a University of Guelph Griffin myself, an alumni, many moons ago, mind you. So I would really have no clue what's going on in the music scene in Guelph. Anyways, so the D'Urbervilles, we're going to hear their song Magic Arrow from that compilation I played the last song from. Again, Friends in Bellwoods 2. I'll read you a little blurb on the album here, Friends in Bellwoods 2. It says, Friends in Bellwoods 2 is a compilation that captures the camaraderie that has formed and linked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. I want to be friends with them. Don't they sound like fun people? Okay, so here we go. This, again, is the D'Urbervilles. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Anita B. The show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the station here is located in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Mystic Palm. Jam and Tebro. If you escape your magic arrow, well, I saw you reel them in for miles. You'll each captivate a crooked eye. Disposition, refractions of your center prism, your
nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it. My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
The vapors might make you wet. Well, I hope I satiate. Whom I entertain. Hoping you get dancing feet. Hoping that you like the beat. And I hope you don't complain.
Thank you. mama says she got no babies and she don't got no babies. Sings to the dawn.
With the song Reform the Countryside, that is Frog Eyes off of the album Tears of the Valedictorian. I love Frog Eyes. They're so dramatic and so over the top and so lush and beautiful and weird, and I love them. Okay, that right there was what we just heard. Before Frog Eyes, we heard something from the Montreal band Islands. Actually, we heard the title track from the album Vapors. And then the D'Urbervilles were in there before that with the song Magic Arrow from a compilation entitled Friends in Bellwoods 2. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8 o'clock. So 6:30 until 8 is when you can find me every second Wednesday. And speaking of shows, coming up next is Val Cormier and her show, which is Folk Oasis. It runs from 8 until 10, and she is here every Wednesday night. And and then after Val, of course, is Sexy in Van City. So that is hosted by Caroline M, and that's from 10 until 11. So it's a sizzling night here at CITR. Okay, so let's continue. We have about 30 or so minutes of songs. I'm going to play a something. Oh, yeah, this is what I'm going to play next. Final Fantasy. So Final Fantasy, this is the first time I'm playing something off this album. Let's make sure I've got everything set up here correctly. I was just getting so into Frog Eyes that, it would be nice if I put the CD into the CD player. Okay, I'm tired, though. I did tell you that I'm tired. Haven't quite recovered from my sojourn into daylight savings time. So, okay, speaking of which, I'm going to play the first song. It's called Midnight Directives. So Midnight Directives, okay, which is the first song on this album Final Fantasy, which is called Heartland. Now this is interesting. I was doing a little research here. So Final Fantasy, first of all, so the guy's name who is Final Fantasy is Owen Pallett. So it is a solo deal, Final Fantasy. Now when I Wikipedia'd this album, which is called Heartland, in brackets, it says Owen Pallett album. And then it says right here, it's the first of Pallett's records to be released under his own name. Now, here at the station, it's actually called Final Fantasy. So, you tell me what's going on. It must. And then it says, okay, so it's the first to be released under his own name. Then it says, since the album was first to be released in Japan, he wished to avoid generating confusion with the Final Fantasy video game, blah, blah, blah. So then he stated that his previous albums, so the two prior to this, will be repackaged and reissued under his own name at some point, which is interesting. I'd like to see how... Well, so that's interesting. So anything, I suppose, that you have with Final Fantasy on it will be changed to Owen Pallett. And he is originally... So he's from Toronto. And this album, though, weirdly enough, was recorded in all places like Reykjavik. So it was recorded in Iceland. Huh. Weird, huh? Okay. So there you go. We are, like I said, are going to hear the first song, Midnight Directives. So my midnight directive is to tell the little sleeping fairies and elves to infuse me with as much relaxation and sleeping satiation as I can get, because I'm just waking up after my nights for the past three nights feeling like I've slept for 35 minutes. Like, whoa, like the alarm goes off and I'm like, what? I'm all confused and it's just sucking my sanity away from my being. That's what's going on. Like, my shoulders are just so heavy right now. My head is so tired. Okay, that's okay, though. But the music is making me feel better. It is. It really is. Oftentimes, I come down to the station, and I've had a long day, and then, but once I get the music going, it's like, okay, music can save the soul, can it? So, yeah. Okay, so let's just have me stop talking, and let's listen to some Final Fantasy, or as it should be known as Owen Pallett. Okay, you're listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B, and this here is Final Fantasy / Owen Pallett.
My body's a red winged bird. No way will be lit by the bridges we burn. Oh, 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 oh. And come a tornado, carry me away from the crowd. Ruffle my hair, tear my body in love. Oh, oh, oh. As the countless came down on a Saturday night, love. Love my daughter and wife, for a man can.
miss them. That is The Organ. That's such a good song. I actually, weirdly, I'm getting all emotional. It's been a while. Oh, my God. Oh. It's hearkening back to my old playing in band days. Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's funny how, again, music can really bring out emotions. That right there is The Organ. So, The Organ. That was Vancouver's all-girl band back, their huge heyday was like the early to mid part of the first decade of this century, if that makes sense. And I think they broke up in 07, something like that. So not really that long ago. But that song right there was called Fire in the Ocean. Let me just double check here. Yes, Fire in the Ocean. And I found that song on a compilation put out by Mint Records, which The Organ was. They're a Mint Records band called We. It's a team Mint Sampler. There you go. I love those guys. Yes, I think my old band, Clover Honey, played with them a couple of times. And Katie Sketch was always a very supportive, cool, super cool chick. And I should really Google her, find out what's going on with her. Last I heard, and this could have been a long time ago, it could be way off base, she was in England. So, and that she was a model. So go figure, huh? Like how life changes, huh? Okay, so before The Organ, we heard something from another Vancouver band who can be found, and I found that song from The Battles called Lycanthropy off a compilation, another one by Mint called Vancouver Special. And that one was released way back in the year 19, it's either 2000 or 1999. It was right on the cusp of the new century, which is pretty crazy, huh? Yes, I love that song by The Organ as well. Okay, so let's talk about, what did we hear before? No, sorry, that song by The Battles. Before The Battles, we heard Final Fantasy. That's what we heard. Okay, the song, by the way, was Midnight Directives. I want to say Detectives, but Midnight Directives from his... Owen Pallett's new album called Heartland. My name is Anita B, and we have about maybe 17-ish minutes left. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's where Canadian music is played. And Val is coming up next. Her show is Folk Oasis, and she runs from 8 till 10. Okay, not literally. She doesn't run. She doesn't, like, jog around. You know what I mean. Okay, let's move on. I found this new CD here at the station, and it's quite colorful, and it sounds actually really good. It was actually playing when I got here. Whatever's going on with the show ahead of me, which is a half an hour time slot, which used to be Julie's time slot, and it was a literary show. She's no longer doing it, so I seem to come to the station and find things playing on repeat. I think they're still trying to fill that slot with somebody. But anyways, one of the things I heard as I came into the station was this killer awesome song by a band called The Famines. And the compilation is called Sweet Treats, live sessions from CJSW 90.9 FM. It's a two-disc comp, so it's got 21 songs on it. And let me tell you what I know and what I've been able to find about The Famines. They are a band out of Edmonton. There you go. Okay, let's see what else I can tell you. Okay, so this is the first time, honestly, I've actually heard of them. So let me tell you about them. They are a Canadian indie rock band out of Edmonton. Oh, it's a two-piece band. They use a modern and minimalistic approach that draws comparisons to mid-70s proto-punk and fuzzy garage rock. The band name is meant to be a commentary on the continued feeling of emptiness and lacking in a society that is materially fulfilled. Oh, they sound like fun guys. Okay, no, but really, the song was awesome. Okay, so the song we are just about to embark on is Free Love is a Sales Technique. These guys are funny. The name of the album that it comes from. No, it doesn't. I don't think so. Anyways, just know that it's from this compilation from CJSW. And CJSW, of course, is Calgary's radio station. So even though the band is actually from Edmonton. Okay, I think that's all I need to tell you to prepare you for the famines here. And anyways, my show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is The Famines.
Alan saved the radio.
Except it's not. I was just testing you all. I do that all the time with my students. I'm like, I give the wrong answer, not on purpose, of course. And then the kids are like, Miss Barnett, that's wrong. And I'm like, I meant to do that. I wanted to see if you're paying attention. Didn't every teacher do that, though? Okay. Anyways, this here is The Famines.
Was The Famines. Oh, shit. I've never done that.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All thanks, CBC. Guess you better find your way back home.
kissed your mouth and you thought about me over Christmas. How you might know who I am, but I know who you are. Your heart is in your heart, and mine's in New York. I'm wearing my heart on my sleeve. You're sleeping with a mutual friend, and I want to be with you again.
Love. slept.